The Public News Service Daily Newscast for October the 7th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. This election season, South Dakota is starting to implement voting access reforms in light of a recent settlement with Native American tribes.
In the settlement announced last month, the state agreed to designate a voting rights coordinator to ensure statewide compliance by agencies through mandatory training and monitoring. It's the result of a court ruling this spring that said the state violated the National Voter Registration Act. Brett Healy of the Native American advocacy group Four Directions says the situation deserves scrutiny.
The unfortunate thing is even when things get won in court, there's always recidivism, it seems to be, by public officials.
He points to South Dakota's long history of involvement in similar cases. The latest one centered around lack of opportunities to register to vote at motor vehicle and public assistance offices near tribal lands. I'm Mike Moen.
Democratic Governor Janet Mills and her challenger, former Republican Governor Paul LePage, are both courting votes from Maine's largest contingency. That's people aged 50 and older, and the race is tight. More now from Catherine Colley.
Mills has touted her cabinet on aging and increasing community supports to Mainers who want long-term in-home health services. LePage has pledged to cut the estate tax, allowing more affluent Mainers and their families to retain their wealth. Older voters are listening. Jane Margeson of AARP Maine says her group's latest survey found 88% of respondents are extremely motivated to vote in November.
7 in 10 voters from that same survey, 50-plus, said they would be more likely to vote for a candidate for governor, for example, who supports paid family medical leave.
Mills says she is generally in favor of paid family and medical leave, while LePage says he is not a big fan and would rather focus on creating a robust economy where people make enough money to care for their loved ones. Access to affordable broadband and rising energy costs are other top concerns. Mills has asked the state to intervene in two recent utility rate hike requests and focused on heating aid for low-income households. LePage says he would use any state surplus monies to subsidize heating oil for residents. Margeson says many older voters are concerned about surviving on fixed incomes.
When it comes to the price of necessities like groceries and prescription drugs that were skyrocketing, Mainers want their leaders to provide solutions to inflation and the rising cost of living.
And now from ABC News, President Biden Thursday announced he's pardoning all Americans who have been convicted of simple marijuana possession under federal law, coming closer to keeping a 2020 campaign promise to try to get the drug decriminalized. This is PNS. Groups challenging the criminal consequences for failing to pay rent in Arkansas say they'll take another run at it, perhaps as a class action lawsuit. Danielle Smith reports that comes after their initial case was dismissed.
Arkansas is the only state that treats non-payment of rent as a criminal offense instead of a civil debt. And a nonprofit that provides free legal services contends that is unconstitutional. Phil Telfian, who heads the group Equal Justice Under Law, says the goal of the suit was to end the law, and now more work must be done.
There's the legislature that is trying to repeal the law, which we are extremely supportive of. But there's also a court challenge. There's a litigation process that is still underway, that federal courts have the authority, if a law is unconstitutional, to strike it down.
Telfian adds the consequences of the law are more dire since the federal moratorium on evictions has ended.
And the U.S. Postal Service is hiring 28,000 seasonal employees ahead of the surge in end-of-the-year holiday letters and packages.
For what is called the peak season, the Postal Service plans to add 250 processing machines, as well as an additional 1,000 truck drivers, letter carriers, and processing team members. Maceo Cosper, president of the American Postal Workers Union Local 300 in Central Michigan, says even with a bump in staffing, the Postal Service doesn't always add enough positions for the workload.
We have chronic staffing issues in the Postal Service. It is not that we don't have the mechanism to hire temporary workers for peak season. We've always been able to do that. Unfortunately, it seems like mismanagement on a widespread scale.
The Postal Service says thousands of temporary workers eventually convert to full-time status with a regular salary, a 401k, and health, retirement, and life insurance benefits.
Finally, our Edwin J. Vieira lets us know even for people who think they're too busy to exercise, experts say there's one surefire way to squeeze in a modest workout, walking.
Though often considered a more casual activity, walking can be beneficial for heart health when a person may not have the time to go to the gym. Cardiologist Dr. Ameya Kulkarni with Kaiser Health says finding time to get in a workout or the space for a treadmill are common barriers people face in trying to exercise. But there are plenty of ways people can sneak in a few steps.
If you're not finding time to exercise, I say park as far as you can in the parking lot from your work or from the grocery store.
For anyone looking to do a group walk for a good cause, the American Heart Association is holding one of many heart walks on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. on November the 5th. This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for ending your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Heard at great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find your trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.